powering ships with bio-based fuels today on Farm to Fork. As you've probably heard by now, the 12 agricultural safety and health centers around the country did receive a renewal of their federal funding support and will not be shutting down. Many of those centers had projects in progress, and those will now be able to continue. Also continuing the Ag Safety and Health Campaign on Farm to Fork. To learn how you can assist with that, visit the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com. There never seems to be enough time in the day to get all your farm work done. You're tempted to cut corners, but doing so can put you at risk of injury or worse. I urge you to resist the temptation. Play it safe. So what if it takes longer? You'll live to farm another day. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Biodiesel and ethanol-blended gasoline are well-established agriculture-based fuel options for America's motoring public. The next big thing in renewables may be natural gas for ships at sea. U.S. Senator Pete Ricketts from Nebraska.
Biogas can transform the maritime industry. Approximately 4-6% of international shipping runs on LNG, with about 25% of the fuel mix being supplied by the U.S.
Last spring, Ricketts and Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar introduced a bill to extend renewable fuels tax credits for maritime use. And he thinks renewable natural gas made from ag-based feedstocks will benefit greatly.
Expanding the use of biofuels like renewable natural gas strengthens American energy independence. It supports Nebraska agriculture and reduces our impact on the environment. My bipartisan Ocean-Going Vessels Act would expand the renewable fuel standard definition of transportation fuels to include fuel used in ocean-going vessels. It would help biofuels power ships and expand new fuel markets. This would reduce emissions from shipping and lower fuel costs for global trade.
Ricketts took part in a recent webinar on the economic prospects for renewable biofuels, and I'll feature more on that in tomorrow's show. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.